Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, kicking off the morning and the week, I guess. Yeah, the week, yeah. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, I mean, just think of this, okay? 27,000 square feet housing 50 million rounds of ammunition, which is about to be added to when they start manufacturing their own. And they're also going to add a little more space to it because they're also going to sell guns. With the same circle of life coming in, going out process that they have right now, there's always something happening there. Somebody's always ordering ammunition, so it's always going out and it's always coming in because of that 80 years of ammunition purveying experience. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Later on in the show, second hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Heron of We Like Shooting. I like bringing the media people on. But speaking of the media people, which is not to apply to anybody other than who I'm going to speak about. Recently, my guy, Tank runs most of his controversial stuff by me. So he wanted to run something based upon an analysis he made. And I did a little look at it, and it was not far from the realm of possibility. He wrote an article at Lock and Load Radio about the NFA items. Now, the ATF wants to stick the AR and AK pistols into NFA items. Prior to that, I was able to go back all the way to May the 30th at thehill.com, and I've got the article saved, where they make the statement that Obama plans to roll out a bunch of regulations regarding high-power pistols, which would be, you know, I'm just surmising here. These would be the rifle-calibered pistol configurations of these guns, because they never refer to a 44 Magnum as high-power for some stupid reason. But then again, it's a revolver. It doesn't have a magazine, so that, you know, it's not nearly as evil as, say, something that's box-fed. So, also, given the fact that the 855 ammunition attempt at banning this stuff, that was all based upon the high-powered pistol premise of it punching through body armor, soft body armor of cops, even though they're never attacked by, these pistols or that ammunition. The cops said this, not me. So I said, you know what, Tank, write that sucker and publish that sucker and let's see what happens. Now, true to form, the ATF stuff that they're putting out right now, it makes no mention of that. All right? And I was a little concerned about that. Of course I was, because I try to be accurate. I don't ever start out not wanting to be accurate. And even though I didn't write it, it's on my website, so I wanted it to be accurate. So, of course, a website that I'm not going to name just yet, that I have given plenty of free publicity to, that I've had on the show before, and they've asked me for the audio, and then they published the audio as their podcast, who's published articles that I've written, sees this and takes the opportunity to go ahead and we're the smart ones, we're the right ones, we don't copy and paste, we don't do this. Which Tank didn't copy and paste. That was all his original verbiage, just his take on things. Tank went back and looked at it. Now, here's the thing, and I've gotten a little blowback on this on Facebook as well, but here's the thing that strikes me. All of a sudden, we've got a bunch of sources in the supposed pro-gun world trusting what the ATF says. That's item number one. Item number two, there are things out there that were precursors to this that may have, you know, somebody might think looking at some of this stuff, you know, getting out there and going past certain degrees of separation and such, that might be something they would look at doing. Because they already tried to ban the ammo on the high-power pistol. Why wouldn't they try to put the high-power pistol somewhere where you have to pay a $200 tax stamp? That's not beyond the realm. Anybody that sits out there and thinks the ATF is out there trying to run a even shop, you're wrong. But all of you who either make a living off of pointing out and sensationalizing somebody who may just put out an opinion that you don't agree with, but you're supposedly pro-gun, well, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing inadvertently. You're supplying somebody with ammo. You're supplying what should be a common enemy with ammo. And you'll sit back and you'll say, well, you know, I'm just trying to put out the facts. So are we. But we're trying to put out facts with a little tinge of opinion on it. And when did we have a set of rules that were where we have to go through on that one? And all of you armchairs out there. I read one comment on Facebook, and I mean that I was thoroughly incensed with it. Because there's always a segment of society out there that is absolutely, positively, just can't wait to be right. Can't wait to be right. And, you know, reading the comment, the first thing I thought was, you read the article from the website I'm referencing. And that's what you're basing everything off of. That opinion. That one opinion of one person. They're right, I'm wrong. I don't know why. Let me explain something to you. Being an activist means you're out there doing something. Now, I've never claimed to be perfect. Never going to claim to be perfect. I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I make plenty of mistakes, and I will always try to do my very best to recognize them. Come back and tell you about them. But when I or somebody within lock and load is attacked vociferously as being this or being that or not doing this or not doing that by, you know, ostensibly other commentators or just bystanders, while we're out here trying to do something, we were accused of trying to rile up the audience. You're damn right I'm trying to rile up the audience. I'm trying to get you mad. I'm trying to get you active. I'm trying to open eyes and increase awareness. And on a day, if I do that with one person, that's great. That's a great broadcast day. And if I get it wrong occasionally, that's fine. But you know what? If you're not making mistakes, you're not doing anything. Those who don't make mistakes normally just sitting around waiting for it to come out 100%. Then they write about it. Then they talk about it. How are you going to be on the edge if you're in the back? Bringing up the rear. I believe they call that leading from behind. I'm not interested in doing that. I'm not interested in doing that at all. And I'm not going to do that. And so for all of you, and I say this respectfully, if you were looking for a mistake proof, you're still looking. You haven't found it here. You have not found it here. Never going to claim to be mistake proof. Never going to claim that. But at the same time, I am out there looking, and I'm always looking. And if I get it wrong, I'll be back. And I'll get it right. Give me time. But if you want me to wait until it's 100% right and I've got 97 sources that can corroborate it, what happens if things progress to a certain degree where it's too late by the time I finally get out of there? What then? That's not the way I play. That's not the way I'm going to play. So remember this, I strive to be accurate. I do make mistakes. I will admit them. I will be back with the actual info. In the meantime, all of you that just can't stand to be, you got to be right and you got to have the last word, that's why radios have a dial. You can always change the channel. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. If you go there and it's on the website, that means it's in stock. Then if you look to the left, after you figured it out it's in stock, then you got to look at the price, which is going to be insane. Then if you order it, it's going to be on your doorstep before you can figure out that it's, before you even need to worry about tracking it. And that's what it's like working with them. That's what it's like working with Working with Ammunition Depot. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I'm in a mean mood today. So that leads me to my next topic. Now, all of you that like to go to AR15.com, I like that one. AR15news.com, I like that one. All the podcasts, all the shows, We Like Shooting, this show, you know, the Polite Society podcast, all of those. All the websites that have any sort of technical data or information, all the YouTube channels where they do ballistic gel testing and pull the gun apart and tell you all this technical stuff about it. Guess what? The State Department wants to put a gag order on all of this firearm-related speech. This is all based upon the ITAR, International Trade and something. This is all governing international arms sales. The State Department is demanding that anyone who puts technical details about arms and ammo on the web first get the okay from the federal government or face a fine of up to $1 million and 20 years in jail. Now, part of this is retroactive to go after Cody Wilson, Defense Distributed, the 3D printed gun. They want to do something to him so bad they just can't stand themselves. But it does have a little residual and collateral damage to go along with it. This will include blogs and web forums. This will include the type of info that gun owners and ammo reloaders trade all the time. Gunsmiths and manufacturers and reloaders and do-it-yourselfers could all find themselves muzzled under the rule and unable to distribute or obtain the information they rely on to conduct these activities. This was all published in the June 3rd issue of the Federal Register, and it's as much an affront to the First Amendment as it is the Second. The NRA says your action is urgently needed to ensure that online blogs, videos, and web forums devoted to the technical aspects of firearms and ammunition do not become subject to prior review by State Department bureaucrats before they can be published. No kidding. ITAR is the, International Traffic in Arms Regulations. They implement the Federal Arms Export Control Act. The rules govern everything from guns to strategic bombers. The NRA said the rules predate the Internet, and now the federal government wants to regulate technical arms discussions on the internationally available web. It takes 14 pages in the Federal Register to explain their request is very, very technical. NRA boiled it down to gun owners with this warning. In their current form, the ITAR does not, as a rule, regulate technical data that are in with the regulations called the public domain. Essentially, this means data, which is published and which is generally accessible or available to the public through a variety of specified means. These include at libraries open to the public or from which the public can obtain documents. Many have read this provision to include material that is posted on publicly available websites, since most public libraries these days make Internet access available to their patrons. The ITAR, however, was originally promulgated in the days before the Internet. Some State Department officials now insist that anything published online in a generally accessible location has essentially been exported, as it would be accessible to foreign nationals both in the U.S. and overseas. With this new proposal published on June the 3rd, the State Department claims to be clarifying the rules concerning technical data. My only question is this, as far as the State Department. What about, you know, you're worried about stuff that's been out there and been happening for, 10 years? What about Hillary Clinton? What about her highly sensitive, highly classified emails that were, you know, she was basically running off of a Gmail account on her own personal home server, imminently hackable by anybody? What about that one? Is this sort of a, are we sort of deflecting away from that for the upcoming election? What are we doing here? So, this is where you now need to pick up the telephone. Because they're going to try to do away with they're going to try to do away with everything you watch, everything you listen to. I don't know if they'll be able to do away with me because, it's all audio. So, you know, I'm not out there saying, well, of course you take the case and then you crimp it at approximately so many millimeters up at the top. You know, I don't do that. I don't do that. So, that's coming up. That's happening right now. That is happening right now. Coming out of Kansas, U.S. District Judge Judy Robinson ruled that the federal court lacks jurisdiction to consider the merits of the lawsuit brought by the Washington-based Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. In Kansas, they passed a law which now makes it a felony for U.S. government workers to regulate guns and ammunition made, sold, and kept only in the state, ruling that the gun control group that filed the suit failed to prove its members are directly harmed by the law. Brady campaign did not show the state's enforcement of the law inflicts on actual or imminent injury to any of its members. And in her 25-page ruling, Robinson granted the state's motion to entirely dismiss the case without prejudice, meaning it could be refiled. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt's office issued a news release saying the statute will remain in force. He said the legal challenge lacked merit, and I appreciate the federal court's ruling. Why is it that the Brady campaign can go into a pro-gun state and do something about it, but in an anti-gun state like New York, they get out there and start claiming states' rights, 10th Amendment, states' rights, yah, yah, yah. Why is that? Why does that happen that way? This was a state law called the Second Amendment Protection Act. Makes it a felony for any U.S. government employee to attempt to enforce federal regulations for Kansas-only firearms, ammunition, and gun accessories. I think the Brady campaign should be on the hook again for the attorney's fees incurred by the state of Kansas. They keep doing that. I mean, pretty soon they'll just be broke. That's exactly what they need to. And Bloomberg doesn't like them, so they'll just go away. They'll go away like the 33 RPM record. They'll just go away. Like the 8-track tape. They'll just be going away. And they all need to go away. But that's all beside the point. Every time they lose a lawsuit, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop and them say, they got to pay the attorney's fees, too. They've already left one Colorado set of parents with $220,000 in attorney's fees, or $280,000, or a lot of money. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 20 different calibers of handgun ammunition, 22 of rifle, 27,000 square feet of storage, housing 50 million rounds of ammunition. If it is in stock, it's on the website. If it's on the website, you can order it. If you see it on the website, the price is probably ridiculous. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Did a little call to arms this past week, Friday to be exact, about the Chicago gunshot, where, the Reverend Michael Flager, Dan Gross of the Brady Campaign, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson all showed up to protest this gun shop because of gun violence. Now, this was to confront, according to what some people say, this gun store is somewhat infamous in Chicago. They refer to it, the Brady Campaign has got this little sub-campaign going off called Stop the Bad Apple Gun Dealers. So they went to Chuck's Gun Store in Riverdale, Illinois. They were targeted by gun control advocates because of their proximity, because they're just 20 miles south of the Windy City near the Indiana border. And past studies have traced roughly 20% of the crime guns found in Chicago back to the store. Chuck's was the subject of a Brady protest in September when the initiative was launched. Now, here's the thing about this. Nowhere does it suggest that Chuck's is selling guns without a background check. I'm sure he's complying with everything to do. And I'm going to get a hold of the guy to see if he'll come on the show. His name is John Riggio. I'm sure he's doing everything he can do to see to it that the guns are going through, you know, through the... Because he has to. He has to. You know he's being looked at by the ATF, so he's dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and they haven't closed them down yet. Now, Brady and Jackson have protested the shop numerous times before. Jackson was even arrested once with Chicago activists who attended today that event, Father Michael Flegger. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to get John Riggio to sign Brady's code of conduct for preventing straw purchases. But how do you do that? How do you do that? There's a little more to it than saying, will you prevent straw purchases? Well, sure, sign. There's more to it than that. How do you do that? How do you read a mind? Demonstration kicked off at 10 a.m. Protesters gathered in a plot of empty land that sits outside the shop. A chain-link fence separated the plot from the building. In the alleyway, supporters of Chuck's gathered, and they were also equipped with yellow shirts and yellow signs. 24 minutes after 10, Brady's president Dan Gross asked the group of more than 100 protesters to start marching in the plot. He advised them to walk in groups of three and reminded them not to confront Chuck's supporters. They chanted, "Our kids die, Chuck's doesn't care." The guns were traced to Chuck's. The guns, here's what they're saying. If I take them literally, a bunch of guns animated themselves and walked out the door, Chuck's, and then walked 20 miles to the Windy City and shot some kids. That's what they're saying happened. They're literal translate for had nothing to do with people. People didn't do it. No, not at all. After 20 minutes, Gross asked them to come back, and he opened the mic for gun violence victims to tell their stories. There was a lot of stories. A woman that was telling her story suggested that Chuck opened the back door of at night to do gun sales to unscrupulous gun sales to get a big bag of cash. And Gross started repeating that. During the testimonials, a young man appeared with Chuck supporters. He talked about all the collateral damage from Yemen at the hands of Obama. And then Fast and Furious. And he wanted to debate the topics of those things. He was even given a megaphone. I find it interesting, you know, going and protesting gun violence at a gun shop is a little bit like going and protesting obesity at a grocery store. Yeah. Here's the way I look at it. With the heart disease that I had. The heart disease I had didn't just happen. I didn't catch it. I created it. I created the heart disease. Heart disease and gun violence has a lot in common. I created the heart disease. I smoked. I shoveled junk down my throat. I didn't exercise. A lot of things I did. And that created heart disease. And my heart, my body tried to deal with it as long as it could, and then eventually got to a point where it said, you know, you're not helping, so we're not going to help no more either. And then I had the heart attack. Gun violence, as they call it, is, of course, yes, aided and abetted by guns. But if there was no Chucks, where's the other 80% of the crime guns coming from in Chicago? Huh? Okay, so 20% of them. And what is the exact number of that 20%? How many is that? Don't give me a percentage. Give me a number. Show me the crimes. Show me where the guns came from. Exactly where the guns came from. Not the degrees of separation. I don't want to see that they were stolen. I want to see nothing but straw purchases. And then I want to see the straw purchaser. And then I want to know how you know they were a straw purchaser. Because how does a gun shop know you were a straw purchaser? Why they brought Jesse Jackson there is beyond me. If the gun grabbers, if you want to actually get out there against gun violence, you know what? We don't like gun violence either on the pro-gun side. We don't like it at all. We don't worry about what the tool is. We don't like violence. But you know the only way you're going to be able to fight that kind of, truly fight that kind of thing is not by going against the law. Abiding is going to, you got to go to where the laws are being broken. Get that soapbox and go down to gangland Gangland, Chicago style. Go hang out there on that street corner. Al Sharpton says he's going to. The guns are not what's tearing up the families. The liberals are tearing up the families. You know, when somebody gets shot in Chicago, if they're a young black person, most of the time their family's already fragmented. But don't get out there. And I mean, bringing two quote-unquote reverends and fathers out there, that means nothing to me. That means nothing to me. Jesse Jackson can't go where the black people are now. Have you noticed that? Black America has gotten wise to Jesse. They don't want him around. They look at him and they see him just as trying to get their money. Just like the entirety of the Democratic Party. The only thing that makes me mad about the Republican Party is that they... they don't do anything about it. They just stand by and watch. I find that funny. I believe Sharpton is very slowly. He's still trying to lead from the front and everything. But Jesse shows up somewhere, and I mean, they're just running him out of town. So he has to go hang out with the white folks. He can't go, and he'd probably get in all kinds of trouble if he actually went where the violence is. But that's how you're going to have to fight that, fellas, not by going after the law-abiding. We are with you. We agree with you, idiots. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Whether you're looking for 20 rounds of some very exotic frangible self-defense ammo that's going to, you know, it doesn't matter what caliber you're buying, they all work about the same. That means highly effectively, they can help you out. Or if you're looking for 2,000 rounds of something that you'd be more likely to shoot in a class, they can help you out. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Doctors practice something called defensive medicine. You know, when you're talking defensive medicine, you're talking extra tests or unnecessary tests, or they try to avoid a high-risk patient. And these measures reduce the chance of them facing a malpractice lawsuit for a bad outcome or a misdiagnosis. At least 75% of physicians practice defensive medicine, and an annual cost estimated to be $650 billion a year. That's because medicine is an inexact science. I don't know. I have made the comparison, and it's a horrible comparison, but some doctors, that's just been the way it seems to be. Some doctors seem to be like shade tree mechanics. They'll replace everything until they finally fix it. Belt? It's not charging, let's start with the belt. It's not the belt, let's start with the battery. It's not the battery, let's do the alternator. Finally, they'll get to something that might actually do something about it. What seems like indigestion can be in reality a heart attack, and vice versa. So diagnostic tests are expensive, and certain tests carry their own risks. Financial barriers such as insurance restrictions, pre-authorization, and paperwork add additional barriers to physicians. And that makes their best judgment based on the evidence in front of them and their experience paramount. If their decision in the heat of the moment, based on the information at hand and their desire to provide the best possible care for their patient, turns out to be wrong, their life can be turned upside down by a medical malpractice lawsuit. Now, compare that to being a cop. Threatening situations are much less predictable for a cop than they are for a doctor. Human beings, particularly criminals, don't behave in a rational or predictable manner. Incomplete information adds to the mix. Is that real or a toy gun? Is the suspect waving a knife for show, or is it directed at my throat? Just as in medicine, decisions must be made quickly and with incomplete or conflicting information. And while serious injury or death can result from a wrong decision, in medicine, unlike in law enforcement, the physician won't be shot dead if they make the wrong decision. Now, recently, six police officers were indicted in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, who died while in police custody after arrest. Did the police officers commit police malpractice? Did they deviate from the standard of care during the arrest and detention process? Who knows? Marilyn Mosby, the Baltimore state attorney, before any investigation of the facts and circumstances, saw that they were indicted. And now she's trying to seal up some certain autopsy reports. And a trial awaits the policemen. But meanwhile, their lives are ruined professionally and financially. Move west to Ferguson, Missouri, where Darren Wilson had his life turned upside down after shooting the gentle giant, Michael Brown. The hands up, don't shoot meme, perpetrated by the media, the politicians, and athletes. That all, everybody, you were all lying. You were all duped. Although accused of police malpractice, Officer Wilson did adhere to the standard of care of policing. Obama joined the knee-jerk course of blaming the police before knowing the facts. In 2009, he claimed that the Cambridge, Massachusetts police acted stupidly in arresting a Harvard professor. All the while acknowledging, I don't know, not having been there and not seeing all the facts, what role race played. So what is a police officer to do? He can't order extra tests. He can avoid the high-risk patients, as physicians do. If he observes criminal activity, he can look the other way or take his time responding until the crime is over. And this is defensive law enforcement. And like defensive medicine, it is on the rise. Predictably, arrests are down. In Baltimore, police are booking fewer than half of the number of people they pulled off the streets last year. Crime is up, and the police are nowhere to be seen. Congratulations, Baltimore. You got what you asked for. You said, stay out of town. Stay out of my neighborhood. You got it. You have got it. May 2015 was the deadliest month in 15 years as the Baltimore police began playing defense. As one Baltimore resident described, before it was over-policing, now there's no police. Let me ask you a question. When you have a lot of violence happening around you, is there what is the proper amount of policing brought to bear? What's the proper amount of counter-violence that should be brought to bear? How do you know where that starts and stops? Same thing is happening in New York City, where arrests and tickets are also on the decline. Eric Garner died during his arrest in Staten Island, and the reaction by Mayor de Blasio throwing the cops under the bus based on the dangers they pose. And despite all the accusations, the cops were cleared. The police, knowing they don't have the support of their boss when they do their job and try to enforce the law, are stopping enforcing the law. They're waiting, and hence there's a drop in arrests. Just like in medicine, the vast majority of police officers are fairly dedicated to their craft, to their job. They try to deal with incomplete or conflicting information. And they try to make a good judgment call. And they're usually correct, but sometimes not. And when the wrong call is made, physicians face a malpractice lawsuit and police face indictment and prison. And the natural response, unfortunately, in this particular case, as in any case, is to avoid these dangerous situations. The very people putting on the badges, strapping on the soft body armor, tucking in the shirt around it, looking all bulky, carrying a belt that would make Batman jealous, riding around in cars that say, I'm a cop, look at me, wearing a uniform that says, I'm a cop, look at me, and going in places that are dangerous. And they know they're dangerous as they head there. And yes, they have voluntarily taken the job, but they, you know, it's one thing. Somebody gets out there and says, well, they volunteered for it. Well, you know, you've never done something like that, have you? You've never felt that call, so shut up. The natural thing here is to not go to these places and get in these situations. And there's nothing, how do you make them go? Citizens of the United States. Now, this is not going to happen everywhere. It's only going to happen in places where the cops get attacked by the government. The feds are willing to attack the cops. Local governments are willing to attack the cops. So it's you know, incumbent upon your local government to maintain a good professional relationship with law enforcement if you want them to actually do the job. But at the end of the day, here's the main thing. In most of these places where they have done all of this stuff, the ones, the only ones with guns are the ones that they're attacking. Because in New York, there's not going to be any self-defenders showing up with guns because it's illegal. So, ditto Baltimore. There's not going to be any of that. Nobody has permits. They are defenseless. They are harmless. They're harmless to the criminals. The cops aren't going to show up. What now? What's the end game? It's going to take, you know, trust is some, one of those things that, you know, depending on the position you get into, if you are, if you join an organization like a police department or a military organization, you have to give them that trust. But once it is lost, once you begin to feel like you're just a number, you're just a stepping stone for some guy on high, once you begin to feel that way, giving that trust back, once that is lost, it is almost impossible to get it back with current, you know, maintaining the status quo. Something's got to change. And I guess in the case of Baltimore, you're looking at a police chief, a prosecutor, and a mayor. And in New York, you're looking at a mayor. Those are the ones that threw everybody under the bus. Coming up next from We Like Shooting, Sean Herron. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.